Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so I found a funny story. I think you'll find it humorous. Prince Harry, there's a video of him supposedly getting a neck tattoo while Jelly Roll announces that he'll headline the Invictus Games closing ceremony in 2025.
You give me your tattoo, and then you come and play the Invictus Games.
That easy of a deal.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. Where you want it?
We gotta go for the neck.
The neck? Yes. I was thinking like my lower back or my ass.
No, nobody wants to see your Harry.
Well, this is the place where no one's gonna see it.
This is for the world. I'm thinking like, here, let me just show it. Let me just...
Wait, have you done this before?
Well, you practically.
That is not what you want to hear from a supposed tattoo artist. Maria Jorgis from The Bachelor says Pete Davidson is not in rehab and they never dated. I should never trust the tabloids because that's where I got the story yesterday that he was in rehab. Ralph Macchio going to be honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. And this is super cute. Macchio's star will be right next to that of late Pat Morita, who played Mr. Miyagi. We'll get a new Karate Kid Legends movie starring Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio next year. A whole batch of new episodes for his final season, or the final season, I should say, of Netflix's Cobra Kai. Yes, Ralph Macchio's in that with William Zabka, who plays the longtime nemesis Johnny Lawrence on the show, and says part of what's made Cobra Kai work for so long is the fact that viewers actually started out sympathetic to his character.
I think if I didn't come in the way they wrote me in, which was down and out and broken and alone in an apartment with a beard and a Coors Banquet and a trash bag, I don't know if the world would have cared for him. You know, it was fun, I think, at the beginning of the show for people to see their bully, in a bad spot. There's some kind of joy in seeing that things didn't work out for them. At the same time, it makes you have empathy for them.
Oh my gosh, I was totally pulling for Johnny in that show. In the latest book, Master of Me, The Secret to Controlling Your Narrative, entertainer Kiki Palmer talks about how she deals with her insecurities while still being the boss lady between her various on-camera roles and creating music. And Cher caused a stir on Today by dropping an F-bomb while recalling Lucille Ball's advice during her divorce from Sonny Bono.
So, Lucille, I'm calling you because there, to my knowledge, there's never been a situation besides mine except yours.
She right. left Desi, yeah.
And so she said, you're the one with the talent.
Okay. We didn't have the 7 second, but we will get it in for the next feed. Okay, so
well, you said I could.
Well, I should have bleeped it myself.
Oda caught me, was completely thrown off. Jay Leno, speaking of thrown, suffered a black eye and facial bruising after he fell down a hill and hit his head on a rock. He was trying to take a shortcut from a hotel to a restaurant.
Well, I was staying at a hotel, it was on a hill, and there was a... I said to the guy, where's a good place to eat? Oh, at the bottom of this. So I went out, and the restaurant was there, but to get to it, I didn't have a car. So you had to go walk about a mile and a half around. I said, well, the hill doesn't look that steep. It's about 60, 70 feet. Let me see if I can go down the hill. Down! And then I fell down the hill. Boom, boom,
boom.
So
you rolled down the hill.
I rolled down the hill. Hit my head on a rock, knocked me in the eye. There you go.
He was on stage performing 3 hours later. That sounds like the plot for a movie. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right. Have you gotten tickets? Are you going to see Wicked in the theaters?
Wicked will have some special sing-along screenings in theaters. Yeah, not to be outdone, they're going to have some grunt-along screenings for Gladiator 2.
And a dirt alert. Okay, y'all, Netflix is facing a class action lawsuit from a guy who says the buffering issues during the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight were, quote, legendary. Meanwhile, Netflix now says 108 million people have watched the fight. The Chiefs will be playing on Netflix coming up on Christmas. This could be so very bad. They better get it right by then, or I'm just going to be so very mad. I'll listen to it on the radio if I have to, I guess. It's over on KFMO. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.